All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our media availabilities for tonight with our pole sitter for tomorrow's race, Joey Logano. Joey, congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. Who would like to start? We'll start with Amy.
Hi, Amy Henderson, frontstretch.com. I actually wanted to ask you, being a New England driver, I talked to Ryan Preece earlier, and he said just because of, you know, New England's probably geographical location better than anything, it's harder for drivers to get noticed from here than from anywhere else. So do you agree with that? Do you think the path is maybe a little bit harder for somebody from...
He's probably right. With that said, there is an incredible history of New England and motorsports, and if you want to know what it is, Dick Berger's done a pretty good job just right up the road from here at a really cool museum that can show you a lot of that. There's a lot of great racers that have come from here, and we were talking about in our hauler today, of the road crew we have, I think it's at least five of them are from up this way. So, you know, it's only seven or eight, right? So it's not that many, the majority are that way. So I don't know why it's like that, but it's the team that I've had around me for a while. And, you know, I think all of us, when we come up here, we really want to perform because it's home, right? Like, you're representing New England, to your point that, you know, if it may be harder for people to make it in NASCAR, most of the time you got to move to Charlotte. No matter where you're from, you got to move to Charlotte if you want to do it right, because that's just where all the race teams are. You have to do it. So, you know, yeah, you have to move, and that makes it tough. But when you come home, you want to be able to, you know, show what you can do, because you feel like you're representing, you know, everyone up here.
We'll come over here to Jeff and then go to Holly.
Where was the emotion coming from when you won the pole? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of different reasons or a lot that went into it, but what was driving that?
Well, yeah, I like winning. That part hasn't changed over the years. You know, I think it's just, I mean, it's hard, right? I mean, it's honestly become harder over the years, just because the field's so close. And, you know, I think part of the emotion is it's New Hampshire. For me, it means a lot. And the other part is, you know, I just got out of the car. You know, it's one thing if you're like Josh, right? You have to sit there the whole time and watch. It's more of a relief when you win, right? Or you win the pole. Like, it's because you sat there and your adrenaline's gone. You're just kind of chilling and you're just watching, nervous the whole time. This is like, I just got out of the car, I'm still shaking, right? Like, I haven't calmed down yet. And so, yeah. And like, the other piece of it, like I said, is New Hampshire, but the fans cheer for me. That's freaking cool. Like, that doesn't happen everywhere. It's like, just here. So I love that. So it's a little bit more exciting when you're able to win the pole, when the whole grandstand is happy for you. That's kind of neat.
We'll go to Holly, then to Bob.
Hi, Joey. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. So the first round was a Toyota sweep. You Fords look awfully strong here today, and pretty much everyone was saying you guys are the ones to beat. I know it's a pole position, it's the start, not the finish, but how much confidence does it give you to be up front, and how good do you feel about the race this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a good shot. There's no doubt. When I look at Loudon on the schedule, I feel like it's one of those racetracks that's in our wheelhouse, you know, flat 1 mile type tracks. Seems like it's a Team Penske kind of thing. Hopefully we're able to, you know, translate this pole into a win, because that's what really matters, right? This is just a good starting spot. There's no points for it, you know. So, and it's really about the points or getting a win and moving on to the next round, however you do it. So, I do think we have a great shot at it. You know, the 12 looked really fast. I think we can get there with some adjustments, hopefully, and be able to compete with him. But with that said, the 24 looked pretty strong too. You know, so some other cars that are definitely in the mix. So we got to be perfect, you know, and just how it is to win these races these days. You know, everyone's close. It's not like someone's just 2/10 faster in the field like we've seen here in the, you know, the old car. It's, you know, first to 20th is pretty close. So a lot of times you can put the best car and put it 20th and it's going to run 20th. Yeah, it's just really hard to move through the field when everyone's running the same speed. So you just got to be really good. We got the track position to start. There's a lot of opportunities in this race if cautions fall in interesting places where you know, two tires are options with no tires. We've seen that happen a lot here, where the field can get jumbled up pretty quickly. So you got to be great on strategy, which I got a really good team when it comes to that piece of it.
Go to Bob and then to Tara.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. You tested here, but then Gateway Race, you didn't maybe have the speed that you wanted. So I'm curious, was which one was more predictable? Like, were you coming in here thinking, hey, I know we were good here, or were you concerned because maybe you didn't have the speed at Gateway?
I mean, I guess after Gateway, you're a little concerned, saying, what's going on? But you also know that Loudon's different than Gateway, right? There's characteristics that are similar. But, I mean, if you look at 1 and 2 at Gateway, it's nothing like Loudon. It's not even close. 3 and 4 is somewhat like it, but even then, it's really not like Loudon. This is a different beast here. So I still felt, pretty solid about this weekend. I mean, even flying up here. I mean, if we don't have speed here, I'm going to be really confused because the test went well. I really feel like we should be fast when we got here, which I'm glad we are.
We'll come over here to Terrell and then back to Harold.
Hey, Joey, Terrell Covey, Northeast Sports News. When this schedule comes out, you see Loudon first race of the second round. You know you're good here. You know it's a special place. You know, how nice is it to be here this weekend, and how well does it time out for you to be at a track that you know you're pretty strong at?
Yeah, like I said, I love coming up here as home, right? And you feel that as soon as you get off the airplane, and you know, just the weather, looking around, just the way the buildings look, right? You're used to that. So it's fun to see all that stuff. And you know, even this morning I was watching a modified race with my son, my oldest son, and you just kind of go back. He's 7, I was 7 the first time I came here. And I remember watching the time was the Busch North Series, and watching my first cup race and had my family all camped out here. And I don't know, I was watching the race with them this morning. I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, it's kind of a full circle moment. The weather was similar that weekend. It just is not many memories as a 7-year-old that probably any of us can remember. But you remember your first NASCAR race. And I thought that was really neat this morning. I was just reflecting on that a little bit. But obviously a special day to end it with a pole on top of that. So sorry to get sentimental on you guys. But I do think that was kind of neat. But it's always been a special place for me. You know, whether it's watching my first race, starting my first cup race here, winning my first cup race here. There's just so many great memories here.
Joey, Luke Macheski, WHGH News. You mentioned the fans. You mentioned this being home. But this is also the first time in a while that we've come back here in September, and it's the first time with the next-gen car here in September. Like, how are you feeling? Like, does the car translate from how it was racing back in July in the humid heat to how it is now compared to how we used to run in the COT and in the Gen 6?
It's a lot of comparisons you asked for there. Car is way different. No comparisons to the car. if you get the last race here to this race, it's quite a bit different because the tire is a lot different. There's some fall off more in the tire. It seems like the track's pretty wide. You've seen in practice already they're above the sealer, so they're like fourth lane up there. So I expect tomorrow that a lot of the cars will move way up there. So there's plenty of room to race. You can race from below the yellow line to the fourth lane, which is, pretty impressive. You think about that. I mean, that's a pretty racy racetrack. So I think everyone's in for a good race tomorrow.
We'll come down here to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I got 2 for you. Aside from it being every other year, your thing in the final 4, are there like shared characteristics in a team that you recognize about this year that you had in those other final 4 seasons?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's almost been the same every time where we just seem like we're a grinded out kind of race team. We just, keep plugging away and winning the races that matter and capitalizing on situations when we can. And even if we're not the fastest car, a lot of times we're able to somehow manipulate something to put ourselves in position. We just kind of got I know everyone's kind of, it's so cliche, you never quit, right? But it seems like our team just keeps grinding and grinding, and eventually you find yourself there, right? There's something to say for, just being consistent and prepping the same way and doing everything, is all out all the time. You might not see the rewards immediately, but over time you start to see some of that. I think that's just the kind of team we are. You just keep going. You keep asking the hard questions. You keep challenging yourself. You challenge your teammates. It's not fun to do it that way, right? It'd be enjoyable just to show up to the racetrack and drive in circles. So sure, that'd be fun. But I don't find that being great either because I want to win.
To your point about the fans and Loudon and how they do cheer you here, there's a lot of NASCAR fans who clearly root against you, whether it's the way you've won championships or whatever. Do you have, similar to like the Kyle Busch, get out of the car, bow, or Denny's all in kind of thing, like do you relish kind of people rooting against you for whatever reasons they root against you?
Yeah, I dread the day they don't say anything. That's the worst part. And I don't understand it because I don't know why. I wish I understood why a little bit more. I feel like I'm misunderstood a lot of times. I mean, I think the industry knows me really well and knows the kind of person I am. I don't know if all the fans understand the kind of person I am or don't understand how you can race one way and be happy all the other times. Like, it doesn't add up. I guess that's the only reason I can try to understand it. I don't understand it completely, but like I said, I do. There is a lot of 22 fans out there, right? As a society, we focus too much on the haters, right? We just do that in general. And a lot of times it's just louder than cheers. But when you look at, you know, whatever it's sales in the merch haulers or if you just look in the grandstands, there's a lot of yellow stuff out there, right? There's a lot of Shell Pencil stuff out there. So although we do talk about the haters too much, there's a lot of 22 fans out there, and I'm happy to have every one of them. And like I said, though, it is neat when I do come to Loudon because I am representing, I feel like, everyone that lives around here, right? I feel like you got to root for the hometown guy. You got to do that, and it's fun to enjoy that piece of it. It's the only time I ever feel a little bit like Dale Jr., just a little bit, right? I guess super cool. it's really neat to be Dale Jr., okay? That's what I've learned.
We're going to go to the back row. We'll go to Chris, and then to Bob, and then over to Holly.
Chris Murdoch, NASCAR.com. You came into this round, you know, 2 points below the bubble. Now, by virtue of your starting position, when you take the green flag, you'll be in. Do you pay attention to the points with the same level of importance at the beginning of the round versus the end of the round, or do you try not to look at them that much?
No, I look at them all the time. I can't obviously look at them live like everybody else can, but I can put two and two together inside the race car and see where certain cars are running and have an idea of where I'm at. I think everybody races that way. Maybe some drivers say that it's not, they don't do that. I don't know how you can't, right? Because like, the goal is to win the championship, so why wouldn't you pay attention to it? Like, it's the biggest thing you can do. So why wouldn't you focus the most on that? It's just always been my opinion.
Hey, Bob Yankee, WSMN. First of all, thank you so much for all the help that you've done in New England Racing Museum over the years. But when we were here for the tire test talking to you, you were talking about how advantageous it is to get some practice on the track because it's so rare now. You tested several different tires here, and you had talked about that. Could you kind of feel that the tire that you liked, is that the one you have out there now?
Yeah, I mean, it's the one that everybody kind of went with. There was another tire that fell off a lot. And I kind of was leaning like, hey, let's give it a shot. Pretty risky to do, especially in the playoffs. Like, if it doesn't work out, it could be a total fiasco. But it was pretty cool to see that Goodyear can build a tire like that and probably just be able to develop that a little bit more and build some more confidence in running something like that. But yeah, there was a tire we ran that 40 laps was, you had to manage the tire to make it 40. I like that, right? I mean, you look at what happened in Bristol last week. I think everybody likes it. I mean, as a driver, I thought it was awesome. I think a lot of fans loved it. I mean, you want to create passing and, you know, differences in speed and your decisions mattering more. That was pretty fun.
Go to Holly.
Just to follow up and put a bow tie on all this, did you expect to win the pole position? Was that about where you thought you guys were going to be? And if you could just talk about, you know, the Fords are looking so good here.
Well, I mean, you always hope, right? You expect, the expectation is to win all the time, right? That's why, you know, I'm here, that's why Paul's here, that's why Roger is here and expects that from us, it's to win. So the expectation is always to be first. It's a hard sport. What other sport is it the 1 in 40 chances to make that happen? It's pretty tough. You don't get that very often. So it's enjoyable when you're able to do that. But like I said, Loudon, we expect to be faster. Paul's always had fast cars here. The last few years, our cars have been really fast. We haven't capitalized on it, but we've had speed that's good enough to win last few races here. So, hopefully we're able to just have a nice, smooth race tomorrow and, like I said, maintain a track position.
We'll take one last question in the back from Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchPens.com. You and Paul, after you guys test, are really dangerous at a track. I mean, I think about what you did at North Wilkesboro, and what you guys just seem to make the most out of the time that you have there. What is it about how methodical Paul is that you guys learn so much so quick?
Yeah, I would give the credit to Paul with that. Paul is one of the most disciplined people you'd probably ever met on every aspect of his life. You can look at him and tell, right? Like, everything's perfect. Everything has a place. He eats a certain way, works out a certain way. Like, everything is just boom, 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 boom. Like, it's just how the guy lives his life. When you put that type of discipline towards a test, it's very methodical. It's everything, boom, you just do it this way. And that's the way we're going to do it. You know? And so that paired with the experience that Paul has and I have as well, that to be able to, you know, see through some of the BS when you're at a test, right? I mean, just there is some of that there, right? You're not, your track may not be completely rubbered up. There's like a lot of different variables that are there. So being able to cut through all that to be able to see the clear picture and get some clear answers, he does a really good job of that.
And then there's on the Ferrari.
Yeah. Yes, there is. Hopefully he gets another one. That'd be pretty cool.
All right, Joey, thanks for your time. Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you.